Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 11, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Florence area continues to see small increases in COVID-19 cases as one more was added to the list yesterday. The total is now 36 for the 97439 zip code. Lane County does not break down the instances surrounding local cases unless it is part of a larger outbreak, which means there is no available information on whether or not cases here are also associated with hospitalizations or a currently infectious person. Lane County numbers in general have been steadily increasing, with 44 more new cases reported yesterday, bringing the county total to just under 3,000 cases. Hospitalizations for the county have dropped by 6. There are currently 11 people hospitalized, with 6 of those in the intensive care unit. There were no new deaths reported for Lane County yesterday. Statewide, there were another 771 cases calculated yesterday, bringing the state total to 51,909. The death toll raised by 3, bringing that total to 737. Today is Veterans Day, and under normal circumstances, there would have been an organized parade that went through Old Town. This year, due to the pandemic, no such request was made to have an official parade, yet some groups are planning to gather and show their support for Florence veterans. The Florence Kiwanis Club will be putting out flags today to honor those who have served. Coast Radio would like to thank our veterans for their service. Tomorrow, the Oregon Department of Education is going to have a Facebook Live event that will go over the school metrics. ODE Director Colt Gill and the Deputy State Health Officer and Epidemiologist Dr. Thomas Jean will be available to answer questions on the current plan for returning students to the classroom. The live feed will be at noon tomorrow on the Oregon Health Authority Facebook page and is available in English and Spanish. Gas prices have remained steady over the past several weeks as we move into the holiday season. Travel usually increases over the Thanksgiving holiday and causes a spike in demand, and that is usually preceded by an increase in prices. Refineries are also gearing up for winter blend fuels that could affect prices, but for now, prices are around the $2.29 a gallon mark for regular gas in Florence and slightly higher in the valley. AAA Oregon expects roads to be less crowded this Thanksgiving as people plan gatherings closer to home on a much smaller scale than normal. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 11, 2020.